Welcome back to Mind Body Nexus, the podcast where we explore the science behind the most complex challenges in medicine. I'm your host, Adi, and today we're tackling a question that has baffled researchers and clinicians for decades. Why do gliomas tend to recur in the brain? Gliomas are a type of brain tumor that arises from glial cells, which are the supportive cells in the brain. These tumors can range from low-grade, slow-growing ones to highly aggressive forms like glioblastoma. Regardless of their grade, one of the most challenging aspects of gliomas is their tendency to come back after treatment. Even with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy, recurrence is unfortunately very common. But why? What makes these tumors so relentless? The answer lies in the unique biology of gliomas and the environment in which they grow. First, let's talk about infiltration. Unlike some other tumors that grow as discrete masses, gliomas invade the surrounding brain tissue. They send out microscopic tentacles, infiltrating areas of the brain far beyond what can be seen on imaging scans or even under a surgeon's microscope. This means that even after a seemingly successful surgery, some cancerous cells are often left behind, hiding in healthy brain tissue. But that's just the beginning. Gliomas are also masters of adaptation. Genetic mutations play a key role here. These tumors are highly heterogeneous, meaning that the cancer cells within a single tumor can have different genetic profiles. When exposed to treatments like chemotherapy or radiation, some cells may die off, but others may survive by mutating and developing resistance. This is why gliomas often return more aggressive and resistant than before. Another factor is the brain's own microenvironment. The brain is a unique and protective organ surrounded by the blood-brain barrier. While this barrier is essential for keeping harmful substances out of the brain, it also makes it incredibly difficult for many cancer treatments to reach glioma cells effectively. On top of that, the brain's immune response is relatively limited. Gliomas exploit this by creating an immunosuppressant environment that helps them evade detection and destruction by the body's defenses. And then there's the issue of cancer stem cells. Research has shown that gliomas often contain a subset of cells known as glioma stem cells. These cells are highly resilient and capable of self-renewal, making them particularly difficult to eliminate. Even if the bulk of the tumor is destroyed, these stem cells can remain dormant and later reignite tumor growth. Now, what does this mean? Glioma recurrence is inevitable? Not necessarily. While it remains a significant challenge, advances in science are giving us hope. Researchers are exploring innovative strategies to tackle gliomas more effectively. For example, therapies targeting glioma stem cells are being developed, aiming to eliminate the tumor at its root. Precision medicine approaches are also being used to identify the specific mutations in a patient's glioma, enabling more tailored and effective treatments. And let's not forget the exciting potential of immunotherapy. By harnessing the power of the immune system, scientists are working to overcome the immunosuppressive tactics of gliomas. Clinical trials involving immune checkpoint inhibitors, cancer vaccines, and even CAR-T cell therapy are showing promise in improving outcomes for glioma patients. So, why do gliomas tend to recur? It's a combination of factors: their invasive nature, genetic adaptability, the brain's protective microenvironment, and the resilience of cancer and stem cells. But the fight isn't over. With ongoing research and innovation, we're getting closer to understanding these tumors at a deeper level and developing treatments that can truly make a difference. That's all for today's episode of Mind Body Nexus. If you've enjoyed this discussion or learned something new, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others. I'm your host, Adi, and I'll see you next time as we continue to explore the frontiers of medicine and science. Thank you.